The energy of life itself is not destructible. The law of the conservation of energy and matter, the law of the conservation of life, is even more powerful and more dominant. You cannot kill life. You can force it from one form into another. So when you swat a fly, you know the fly doesn't even notice it. Goes right on flying in its etheric body and didn't even notice. Have you been out of body? How many people have been out of body? Yeah, you hardly notice it, right? 1 minute, you're lying in the bed. Next minute, you're floating around the room. I mean, it's fantastic. Who wants to get in there? Back in there. I didn't want to get back in there. You look at the body down there. So you don't experience your own physical death. It's not possible. The moment that life is scheduled to leave the body, it leaves the body and you witness the dead body down there. It's an it there and the you is here. Anybody who's gone out of body knows the you is here. The body is an it there. So you don't have to worry about killing mosquitoes when you breathe in and out, no? And step over everything that you might step on a gnat. Let's see, what I just said is a fact. The fly doesn't even notice that it just left its physicality. As I told you, it doesn't even notice it. Goes right on flying, comes back with another body, goes for one. It's like my cat, so we asked. The cat spends a lot of time dreaming when he's sleeping. He's dreaming. Does he think his dream life is real? Yes. Does he think it's more or less real than this life? No. There's this life which is fun, and then he goes back into his kitty friends, and he thinks that's fun, and he comes, you know. It's all one life. Because reality is subjective, not objective. The scientists would say, well, the kitty's real life is in your house there, and his dream life is not real. But you see how confining the brain, the intellect is. I feel sorry for scientists. I've been one. That's what led me into the depths of hell, searching for truth, because I couldn't find it in the intellect. I got enough books home to become enlightened 23 times. Yeah? Has everybody here read the entire contents of the great books of the Western world? Anybody? Well, shame on you. I just saved you a lot of time and ain't there. It would save me a trip into hell.